Someone asked Srila Gurudev, why did he start saying Bhagawan, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Right. As we should say, Bhagawan, and in India, it would be safe to say Bhagawan means God. Like Russian word was Bhag. Bhagavan means God in India. Ishwar also means God in a more general, like God, the word G-O-D, God, very general. That's why Saraswati Thakur, he preferred Godhead. Because the Christian word God, kind of abstract. It's not very personal sounding. But God, and also it sounds isolated, like an isolated position. Whereas we say Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arsabritya. It's mentioned in the Nityananda section of Charitamritam. It's glorifying Nityananda Prabhu, but he says Ekala Ishwara Krishna. There's only one real Ishwara, and that's Krishna. Arsabritya. Everyone else is a servitor, including me. Ami Chaitanya Das. Happily, Baladev is saying, I am Chaitanya Das. Right? The first other than Krishna, Balaram, is not a competitor. He wants to serve Krishna. Think about that. He's equal to Krishna in practically every way imaginable. But looking in his own beautiful divine form, Balaram, Nityananda, but what is he? He's so in love with Krishna. Ramanuja, his little brother. Rama Anuja, the little brother of Rama, is Krishna. So our Nalina Nayana, Devidasi of China, I knew Krishna consciousness was making an impression in her heart. We went for a walk in the Lotus Park. Some of you have seen Bhakti Lalita went to that. It's called the Lotus Park. And there she told me, she read Krishna book of Srila Prabhupada, and there told how much love Balaram has for Krishna. And that touched her heart. She thought, how wonderful. He wants to protect Krishna like Big Brother. So Balaram, up to Vatsalya Rasa, Sakya included, up to Vatsalya, Srimati Radharani for Madhura Rasa. But Baladev is the guru. Up, all the rasas up to, including Vatsalya. As we say, some friendship brotherly, but because in the elder position allows for the Vatsalya aspect, concern, care, wants to protect Krishna. So the first other than Krishna, Balaram, he wants to serve Krishna. Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, Guru Maharaj says, is told in his Bhagavat Tika explanations of Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. Is it Dig Darshini? I'm not sure. He says, at one point, we know Baladev, Balaram, comes as like envoy, emissary from Krishna to assuage the grief, the separation in our hearts. But we're told Balaram dances rasa with Braja Gopis. And Sanatana Goswami Prabhu says, but from within his heart, it's an offering to Krishna. This is inconceivable. Right? His rasa, engagement with Gopi, is an offering to Krishna from within his heart. Right? Whereas someone else might be making an external display of devotion, but their heart is elsewhere. For him, just the inverse. Right. So, why did I say that? Bhagavan. Oh, about Bhagavan. So, some people thought, is it proper to use this title? You know? So, first, and Gurudev and I, every now and then, we'd have this discussion about how many times Bhagavan is used in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavan Badarayani, Bhagavan Badarayana. Vyas is called Bhagavan. He's calling himself Bhagavan, if you want to. I mean, who wrote the book? Bhagavan Badarayani, Bhagavan Badarayana. Sukadeva is called Bhagavan. But it goes, and Bhagavan Narada. But I told Gurudev once, I said, I found another one. What's that? Bhagavan Drona. And said, so he can be Bhagavan, but Saraswati Thakur cannot be Bhagavan. And then when someone questioned this, and by question we can understand somewhat indicative of challenge, thinking, oh, is this something unique to Govinda Maharaj? He has concocted something, whimsically expressed something without careful thought and consideration. Then you don't know who is Srila Govinda Maharaj. Before he will take these steps, everything's been thought out very carefully in advance. So after saying so many things, which would be sufficient for a faithful follower, finally Gurudev pulled out a Bhagavatam volume of Srila Guru Maharaj's own, and with the commentaries, etc., and turned to a page, and he showed in Srila Guru Maharaj's own handwriting, he had written Bhagavan Saraswati Thakur. So, if you doubt me, do you doubt Guru Maharaj? Suicide. But Gurudev explained also why, what prompted him to do this was that his divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he had become known in the world as Srila Prabhupada. There were disciples of Saraswati Thakur who objected to that. They approached Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj said, no, that is appropriate. It is appropriate to call Gurudev as Vishnupad, Prabhupad, Acharyadev, Acharyapad, different titles. And so Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he became known as Srila Prabhupada all over the world. And that Srila Govinda Maharaj experienced as he would travel all over the world. When you mention Prabhupada, everyone is thinking Bhaktivedanta Swami outside of Gaudiya Math. So he wanted to again reassert the unique position of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And it's very beautifully expressed also when Gurudev wrote the four pranams, mantras of Srila Prabhupada. We were discussing this earlier because the generic guru mantra, Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, some syllable was missing in what Prabhupada gave to his disciples. And Gurudev not only reasserted this with the proper amount of syllables, but included the word Prabhupada. So he says, Swami Sri Bhakti Vedanta Prabhupadaya Te Namaha. Right? And what is it? The one, Shirashi Darjam Shaktivesha Swarupine. But what's the first line? Guru? Order of Guru. No, Guru. Yeah. Gurvagyam, yeah. Gurvagyam Shirashi Darjam Shaktivesha Swarupine Hare Krishneti Mantrena Praschatya Prachyatarine, preaching all over the world. Right? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so that the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement became known as the Hare Krishna movement. And Shaktivesha Swarupine, divine power descended in him. And when I was just in India, one man asking me about Nityananda Prabhu, Bengali man, named Shomya Banerjee. I met him when I was buying some Chavan Prash. We had a very intense discussion for around an hour. He made me give him my phone number. But he wanted to know some special things about Nityananda Prabhu. I told him about the Suvarnavarna, the gold merchants, that he had some favor to them. And that's the line that Srila Prabhupada descended in. But once I have to say also, I was visiting for some other purpose, some Nityananda Bhangsha, those born claiming to be family descendants of Nityananda Prabhu. And the leader, he told me that they think, because Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he got initiation from his Kula Guru, family guru, when he was 12, 13. They say, that's why he was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness. All it was due to that connection. So Guru Maharaj, who's ever generous and kind, he would say, all of these things are possible. All these points of view, like the hypnotist Krishna's showing. So to them, they're very proud. See, he got our connection. He got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu in this line. And therefore, he's successful all over the world. We don't have to rain on that parade. We can say, yes. And also, the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhagawan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who some Jata Goshai saw his picture, and perhaps Bhaktivinoda's picture, on the Bhagavatam of a Gaudiya Math publication and objected to having the placement of Guru on the book. We have different considerations in publishing. So he thought this was inappropriate. So a Prakrita Prabhu, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, who they call him a Prakrita because really he descended in the Nityananda Vangsha line, but Saraswati Thakur is saying he's the real deal. So enraged, he approached that man and he knows how much they revere the Nityananda Vangsha, and he knows that he said, so you know who I am, right? Yes, and I can't even tell you exactly what he said, but let's see if I could put it in a way that you might get the idea. He said that, you know, anything that comes from me, you would consider worshipable, let's put it that way. And you would take that and sprinkle it on your head as Abhishek, all right? And yes, Goshai. He said, so I'm telling you, this Prabhupada, and that's why they called him Prabhupada. Prabhupada's actually the favorite term of Jata Goshai and others. As that man told me, his little son, toddler, was crawling on the floor. He said, that is Sukadev Prabhupada. I said, he's Prabhupada too?
Yes.
So that's favorite to them, that term. So they called Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada to say, he's not, they thought that's reserved for the really high level guru. So no, he's nothing less than that and more than that. Right. So anyway, Goswami Maharaj told them, he said, that guru is Radharani's delegation. Right. That's why Das Goswami in his Manashiksha, he says, Mukunda Prestatve Smarapara. Remember, you should remember, Guru is Mukunda Preshta, the one who is most dear to Krishna. Every disciple has the right to think their Guru is most dear, but of all Gurus, who is the most dear to Krishna? Of all of those who are dear to Krishna, who is the most dear to Krishna? Srimati Radharani. Kintu Prabhuya Priya Evatasya, Prabhu Priya. Higher than Sakshad Hari, to think that Guru is Prabhu Priya, the one who's most dear to Prabhu, to Krishna. Here Prabhu means Krishna, the Lord. Right. So Das Goswami is telling us, remember, Mukunda, that when you think of Guru as who is most dear, that means Radharani and Radharani's delegation. So Goswami Maharaj said, so taking it that Guru, Radharani's delegation, you put the picture on the Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavatam, your objection saying it's the holy body of Krishna. Yes, it's the holy body of Krishna. But if Radharani will come in connection with the holy body of Krishna, Krishna will object. Right? Yasya kadapi vatsananjala kelanota danyati danya pavanena kritartamani yogendram durgamagati madhusudanopi tasya namostu brishabhanu vavodishepi. Krishna, if the breeze from Radharani's dress comes upon his divine form, he considers himself immensely wealthy, fortunate. That Krishna, yogendram durgamagati, is very difficult for the yogis to see. Very rarely do they have a glimpse of him. He considers himself fortunate to come in connection with the breeze from her skirt. So, in that way, Goswami Maharaj defeated that man and established maintained the dignity and the glory of Prabhupada, Srila Saraswati Thakur. And interestingly, Saraswati Thakur, he said his guru abhiman, which means the guru ego, where the guru sometimes is chastising disciples. I'm the guru and I'm telling you to do this. He said, that is my pralapita bhakya, like delirium. It's a delirious condition that sometimes overcomes me. He said, actually, my normal position, what was his name? Dashoshmi, I am your servant. He considered his disciples to all be Vaibhav, expansions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. When Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj left the world, and because we heard Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj, Kunja Babu, Kunja Bihari, Bidyabhusha, Kunja Babu, the chief manager of Gaudiya Math, he was in Kolkata, and he and his friends, they'd heard there are so many bogus so-called Paramahansas. So someone told them, no, if you go, there's an actual Paramahansa in Navadvip. His name is Gaurakishore Das Babaji. He's real. So they went to find Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and arrived on the day of his disappearance. And then what to do came, and they were told, oh, he has a disciple. He has only one disciple. He lives in Mayapur. Someone should take the news to him. They volunteered. So who would later become Bhaktivilas Tirtha, Kunja Babu, they got on a boat, they started going toward Mayapur. Saraswati Thakur, someone had got the news, was coming over. And it's told, Saraswati Thakur saw them as extensions of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who would be his future disciples. We're told the Mahabhagavata Guru does not accept anyone as a disciple, but rather sees his disciples as extensions of his guru. When Guru Maharaj saw Saraswati Thakur returning dandavats to everyone at the time of Gaur Purnima, he thought, that it was exhausting to him. He thought, I'll just give very little so that it won't inconvenience him. And one devotee called him over there and chastised him. And then Guru Maharaj said, yes, but I didn't want to exhaust him. And then the man, oh, then what you have done is very good. So Srila Saraswati Thakur, another objection of the Sahajya community, particularly Radha Kunda, is calling his disciples Prabhu. Right? And this is, again, interesting to note. Prabhu means Lord, like we're talking Bhagavan. Prabhu also means God, Lord. So that is generally reserved for guru. So if someone will say, I have a Prabhu, means they have a guru. But Srila Saraswati Thakur is calling his disciples Prabhu. Again, underscoring, reinforcing this idea, he's seeing his disciples as vaibhav of his guru, as worshipable. How is that possible? Guru Maharaj says, just as when you take a flower and you offer the flower to the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda, then the flower becomes part of their paraphernalia, prasad, right? Then we take that prasadam on our head as worshipable. Once it's been offered to Krishna, it becomes worshipable. Once the disciples have been offered to Krishna, they're worshipable. They become Krishna's worshipable paraphernalia. That's the vision of the Mahabhagavata Guru. That's the vision of Srila Saraswati Thakur. That's the reason why he addressed the disciples as so-and-so Prabhu. And also why we consider him Prabhupada, Prabhupada. So that Saraswati Thakur from the jungle of Mayapur, he came out and told one gentleman in a meeting, he said, after 10 years, he said, now I have 500 men who say what I say. One by one, he converted them. And the conversion was extreme. In the case of Professor Sanyal, one of his most dedicated, loyal, fanatical followers, his conversion was so extreme. We're told before he was a heavy atheist. So he was deep on the side of atheism, Indian atheism, went from there to the deep Mahaprabhu's Krishna conception. We're told he was institutionalized for 2 years. That means put in the crazy house. The transition was so great, as if he couldn't withstand it. And because Srila Saraswati Thakur, when we hear, sometimes we read his lecture or talk, we will observe how sustained concept and paragraph-like sentences. Once I had to edit something, and then I realized I read this one page that appeared to be multiple sentences, and then as I read it out loud carefully, I realized it was one sentence and was perfect in what was being expressed there. And if you were to turn it into two sentences, it wouldn't sustain the same type of intensity, magnitude, and potency. If you could follow this flow of thought, you were injected with Krishna conception. And very often he would begin by saying, making a statement, a declarative statement, then about Krishna conception, then addressing all the doubts or questions that might arise in response to that declaration. Then one by one, eliminate all those doubts, answer all those questions, and then in the end say, now we are in a better position to understand what I stated initially. And then he would restate it with greater intensity, increased detail and magnitude. So I remember once reading some of his words in Moscow in the wintertime. He was explaining why in Damna, Satyam Puram Dimahi, and the first sloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Damna Svena Sada Narasakuham Satyam Puram Dimahi, and just talking about why one word was plural and not singular, and its being plural was indicative of the Sampradaya. Right? On the basis of, whether a word was singular or plural, the whole Gaudiya line came streaming out. and had such a profound effect upon me. Just reading a sentence, I had to go for a walk, like for half an hour, outside, around the, get some air. Thought I was losing consciousness. So Srila Guru Maharaj says that when he would give lectures, three people were relied upon to record what was being said. Professor Sanyal, Guru Maharaj, and maybe Sundarananda Vidyanath. But so as even mentioned by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he heard Saraswati Thakur lecture in Koshi, he said, some things my Guru Maharaj would say I could understand, other things I could not understand, but I would go on listening. And Saraswati Thakur marked it. He doesn't go away. He's intent upon hearing. In the case of Srila Guru Maharaj, he was approached by senior disciples after the lecture for him to explain what Srila Saraswati Thakur had said. And Guru Maharaj mentions on one occasion, he accompanied Srila Saraswati Thakur to a private program at the home of a grihastha. So it was just Guru Maharaj and Saraswati Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur decided to speak on this Satyam Vratam Priya Satyam Satyam Sloka in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mentions Satyam many, many times in the sloka. It's in the perhaps the prayers of the demigods section just before the birth of Krishna. And it was an extraordinary talk. And Guru Maharaj was in a dilemma. The talk was, he didn't have a pen to write it down. But the talk was so extraordinary, he thought, if I go to get a pen, I'm going to miss something. So he stayed to hear, but didn't record it. Then afterwards, Saraswati Thakur said to Guru Maharaj, did you, you know, write that down? And he explained, no, I couldn't. And Saraswati Thakur said, jokingly said, then you are a Gobur Ganesh. We know Ganesh writes the what Vyas dictates, but Gobur means cow dung. So he's saying, you're a Gobur Ganesh. Like sometimes they make a Ganesh or a deity out of cow dung, meaning useless. But it shows he had a sense of humor too. He said, you're Gobur Ganesh. He said, you thought it was extraordinary. He said, I thought it was extraordinary, and I would like to hear it again. So Guru Maharaj said two feelings came to him. One was that some disappointment in himself that he didn't record that. He said, but actually he was very happy. He said, because it confirmed that when Saraswati Thakur was in the zone, so to speak, when he was speaking in an extraordinarily inspired way, that Guru Maharaj could recognize that. So some happiness came to his heart. And in that regard, we're told, you know, we see the pictures of Saraswati Thakur. It's the perfect picture of gravity, of gravitas. And we're told by Srila Guru Maharaj, if any emotion would come to him, he would suppress that. And if ever, like a tear, he would meticulously suppress these things, not express them. He said, but that personality, who's so grave and so cautious, when he would, with his intimate circle of followers and private quarters, recite, recall the sloka from Vilapakusa Manjali of Prayojan Tattva Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami, Ashavare Amita Sindhu Mahi Katanchit, Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratamhi, Tam Chet Kripam Mai Vidasha Vinayva Kimme Prane Brajena Chaboro Rubakarinapi where he said, here, reciting this sloka, sometimes he was found to be crying profusely, uncontrollably. And what is this sloka about? Service aspiration. This is a very important point to note. Not some intimate pastimes of Radha, not that. This sloka is about what's in the heart, his heart's service aspiration. If that will not be realized, if that will not be fulfilled, his heart is devastated. Ashavare Amrita Sindhu Maika, that's what he's saying, that Raghunath Das Goswami, this is called a direct prayer to Srimati Radharani. He's saying, the reason I've been maintaining my life, prane, is in an aspiration of the service of your holy lotus feet. As Srila Guru Maharaj said, wherever Saraswati Thakur started his lectures, inevitably, invariably, they ended up in Radha Dasyam concept, the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which is the ultimate substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. That's why Saraswati Thakur so much appreciated Srila Guru Maharaj's Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, and particularly the line about revealing what is the real purpose of Mahaprabhu's descent. Right? He said, Sri Gaura Anubhatam Swarupa Viditam Rupagrajen Adritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Ragugunai Ashraditam Shevitam Jivadye Abhirakshitam Shuka Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Param Sevanamritam Aho Taddatum Isho Bhavan. Here Guru Maharaj is identifying what is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world. Because we say Gurudam, Granthadam, Gauradam, Namadamuda, Bhaktidam, Buridam, Bande, Bhaktivinodadam, Sada. What do we get from Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He revealed Mahaprabhu's birthplace. He gave us Charitamritam, Bhagavatam, all the Bhakti scriptures. The concept of Radha Dasyam, devotion to the lotus feet of Radharani. He revealed the Navadiptam Mahatmyam. Right? Gauradam. So he revealed Gauradam. Grantha gave all of our books. Right? And gifting Radha Dasam, service of the holy lotus feet of Radharani. And then what? Gurudam. He gave the guru who will give this to everyone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a handful of disciples. Right? But through Saraswati Thakur and Vilasitu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, his divine voice and will entering the hearts and souls of his followers, through that was the merciful extension and expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement, as we have here. Grace extended. Grace, the gracious extension. Right? Mahaprabhu's gift to the world. And here, Guru Maharaj, he said, Bhakti Vinod, what is your gift to the world? That what Gauranga Mahaprabhu brought down, the real reason why he came here, that is known fully only to Swarup Damodar, Swarupa Viditam, who is Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, his second self. Right? He's the Krishna, what is it? The Bandar, the storehouse of Krishna Prem. So it's known only, and who the Chaitanya Charitamritam is based upon what is the notes of Swarup Damodar, extended from Swarup Damodar to Raghunath Das to Krishna Das. So the most important book we have, the greatest book to have ever seen the light of day in all time, all space, all universes, and all creations, comes from Swarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, and must come there. Through that channel. Sri Radha, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidisho Vani Eva reveals the three reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent, right, to experience the love, Mahabhav, of Srimati Radharani that she alone possesses, to taste what she's tasting, and to experience the ecstasy she experiences in seeing and dealing with Krishna. Right? Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita, saying, who is Krishna? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhav, the heart of Radharani, is covering him, enveloping him. Through her heart, he is experiencing Krishna consciousness, Bhakta Bhav, Mahabhav, Radha Bhav. All revealed by Swarup Damodar. Swarupa Viditam, Rupa Grajain Adritam. Sanatan Goswami adores this divine substance. Rupa Dye Pariveshita, and Rupa Goswami is extending that through the Bhakti Rasa Shastras. If we look carefully in Charitamritam, we find Sanatan Goswami, as the Sambandha Gyanacharya, he's giving Bhakti Siddhanta. Rupa Goswami is giving Bhakti Rasa. Sanatan is doing the Siddhantic presentation, and Rupa Goswami Rasa. Prayojan Tattvacharya Ranganath Das. So Rupa extending to Raghu Ganai Ashwaditam, and Raghunath Das and his followers, Krishnas, they're tasting that divine substance. It's becoming enhanced along the way. That is Nigama Kalpaturur Galitam Palam Shukamukaram Ritadavasamyatam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. Unlike mundane substance, if someone's tasting that, they're extracting what is ever there. The remnant is tasteless. Right? Chewing the chewed, it's tasteless. Here, this divine substance, the devotee is relishing that. It's becoming more relishable. Guru Maharaj reveals at the end of Prapanna Jivanamritam, Sri Srimad Bhagavat Padam Bhuja Madhu Madhotsavai Shatpadai. The pure devotees, they're like bees relishing, tasting this nectarine substance, and it's driving them mad in their relish, and some of the drops are falling from their lotus mouths, and I'm capturing those and distributing that nectar to others. That's how he presents. So Raghu Ganai Ashwaditam, Raghunatha, they're tasting this substance, it's becoming enhanced, and the distribution continues. But then Jiva Goswami, it's protecting that from those who would challenge its legitimacy or authenticity, those who would adulterate it, like Prakriti Sahajiyas. And Guru Maharaj says, Sri Jiva Te Justiti, Srila Saraswati Thakur, like Jiva Goswami, protecting the line, protecting the gift of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. That's why he's so strong. Prakriti Rasa Shatadushini, 100 faults of the Prakriti Sahajiyas. Every line ends on, kabuna, deona, will never give, never do, never say. No. It's no, no, never, not, and never, don't even think, not, 100 knots. Why? Guru Maharaj said, he shed 1,000, liters of blood to show what it's not, to make it clear what it is. Not this, not that, not, to make it clear to us what it is, how high that thing is. Right? So Jivadyay Abhirakshitam, like Jiva Goswami, protecting Pujala Raghavat Gaurava Bhange. Guru Maharaj said, that is his motto. Raghamarg keep above, we'll be one step removed. When he constructed one house, and they called Radhakund and Mayapur. And they have the ground floor and the first floor. And he said he was going to stay on the ground floor. And then Guru Maharaj, they said, if you stay on the ground floor, who can stay on the first floor? Like, none of us can stay above you. And he goes, no, that is for our Guru Varga. For Gorkishordas, Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda, they will stay there, and I will stay here. One floor below, one step removed. Our superior gurus live in Radhakunda, and we will stay in Govardhan nearby. We're told, and early in the morning, go collect the flowers and Manasa Ganga, and then go to Radhakund to serve, and then return to Govardhan. Radhakund, Govardhan. One step removed. That is the safe position. Raghunath Das Goswami, Dasyayate Mama Rasastu Rasastu Satyam Sakayame Mama Namostu Namostu Nityam. Saying if there are no superiors, servitors, what would I be doing there? That's Raghunath Das, the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, saying, if there are no superior servitor there, what would I be doing there? I'm fixed on Dasyam, the least seva, and Sakyam, more intimate, that available on call, if called for. But otherwise, I have no interest there. That's why he's Prayojan Tattva Acharya and saying in his prayer. Oh, so to continue. So Guru Maharaj said, so what is it that Mahaprabhu came down to give? Srup Damodar knows fully, Sanatan worships, Rupa extends, Raghunathan followers taste, Jiva Goswami protects, and Brahma, Shiva, and Sukha aspire for a drop of that. What is it? Right? Sri Radha Padasevanam Ritam. The service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Aho, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tadatu Mishwa. This is your gift to the world. That's when Saraswati Thakur, seeing that, he said, oh, such a happy style. And he said, who's written this? At first, he didn't know, apparently. He's seeing it. And they said, Sridhar Maharaj. And he said, he has not written this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. It was that perfect. And that's when he said, now I can leave the world. Because there is one man who remains behind, who got what I came to give. And that is Sridhar Maharaj. And he got it fully. I'm fully represented by him. And I may leave the world, but he will remain behind to represent me fully and perfectly. That's when he said that. So that Das Goswami is saying, so this Radha Dasyam, the service of the lotus feet of Radharani, that's why I exist. Without that, why would I? What would I be living for? What would be my excuse for living? Right? Prane means life. And he said, and you can say, generally we think our life is the most dear thing, but devotees think differently. What is more valuable than my life? Braja, Vrindavan. But without you, Radharani, and by extension Guru, without your connection, Braja is of no value to me, of no interest to me. Then he ratchets it up higher, to another level. And he says, and Guru Maharaj's words, although I know this is a shameless thing to say, but Krishna, without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. Bakarinapi, baka, means bakasura, bakari, the killer of baka. Like that. Not that charming, sweet Krishna. In your presence, this other type of Krishna, dreadful. Right? So, hearing that sloka, Saraswati Thakur would cry profusely, uncontrollably. Sloka expressing service aspiration to the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So, are there any questions?
Как вы думаете, ваш дед Сарасвати Такура, иногда его изображают очень суровым человеком, иногда достаточно сострадательным, иногда говорится, что он говорил очень сложно, чтобы это не было понятно, иногда говорится, что он рассказывал какие-то сокровенные вещи. Какой взгляд мы должны иметь?
Амия.
He was talking very fast. So he's like, we all hear very different descriptions of Saraswati Thakur.
Yes.
Sometimes we hear that he was a very intense person. Sometimes we hear that he was very affectionate and like he had this sweetness within. And sometimes we hear that he was like, different descriptions. So that he was delivering like the highest conception.
Yes.
And what vision of Saraswati Thakur should we be focused on, and what should be our vision of Srila Saraswati Thakur?
We will say that we have no capacity to see him properly. So we are reliant upon the vision of the higher Vaishnavas. So as we told Srila Guru Maharaj, when he says, Ati Komala Kanchana Dirga Tanum, Tanum Nindita Hema Mrinala Madam, Madanar Bhuta Vandita Chandra Padam, Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam. So he's saying that his form, so soft, so beautiful, his neck like the golden stalk of a lotus flower, but more beautiful. Ninda is saying the lotus flower is blasphemed by his beauty. He's giving an intense representation. If you're thinking, look, that would be blasphemy, more beautiful than that. Right? And, right? Madanar Bhuta Chandrita, Madanar Bhuta, Madanar Bhuta Vandita Chandra Padam. Yeah. The Cupids, like millions of Cupids, mad and praise of his beauty and moon-like radiance. And so he's seeing him in a very, with a very deep lens. The lens of Guru Maharaj's devotion penetrates very deeply from any superficial conception about Srila Saraswati Thakur. And what he's expressed in the slokas, who he is, what he's doing, it's all within Guru Maharaj's prayers and slokas primarily, the proper way to view Srila Saraswati Thakur, and what to speak of his representation of his teachings, so that the principal disciples and followers of Saraswati Thakur would say that when we hear from you, hear from Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, we consider it like hearing from Prabhupada, from hearing from Saraswati Thakur. They're giving that type of certificate and praise. So we may, because now so many things are available on the internet, and we'll read something here, read something there. Our best and most reliable interpreter is Srila Guru Maharaj. I'll give an example. We had, you know, the good fortune to come in connection with Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj a few times. And he literally took us to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj for first darshan. But, and he's a good friend of Srila Guru Maharaj. But some of his activities were not really approved by Srila Saraswati Thakur. So once Guru Maharaj was in charge of the Delhi Mat, and this is on the question of 64 rounds, Ek Lakanam, right? Chaitanya Bhagwat. Sahaji is like to say, there Mahaprabhu says, today I want to eat in the house of a millionaire, basically. And everyone's like, what? And he said, well, I don't mean someone who's materially wealthy. It's actually lakpati, 100,000-aire. He said, but A lakpati means someone who chants 64 rounds a day. In fact, if someone doesn't take a lakh of Krishna Nam, I won't accept an offering from them. So they go, see? And as one told me this once, I said, so you mean, let me understand this. So Krishna, inaccessible Krishna, and Bhagavad Gita says, offer me with love and devotion, leaf, flower, fruit, water, I will accept it. But the Mahavadanaya avatar, Mahaprabhu, he won't accept anything unless you chant a lakh. That's what I said. But then they left. I went up and I told Guru Maharaj, and he was laughing. He said, what did they say? And I said, oh, they said this. They were former godbrothers. And he said, Ekalaka Nam means a particular quality of Krishna Nam. It's not thought of to just be quantity. It's the quality of Krishna Nam. As Guru Maharaj says, quality brings us relief from mathematics. So anyway, so Guru Maharaj was in charge of the Delhi Mat. And then he knew his godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji, he's in a place called Baliati, chanting 64 rounds a day in the so-called jungle of Baliati. Right? So he wrote a letter to Saraswati Thakur saying, my godbrother, he's chanting 64 rounds a day in the jungle of Baliati, but I'm thinking to invite him here to do seva in Delhi Mat. Do you approve, or what is your advice, or should I not disturb him? Is he doing something higher and more desirable? Some people say, yes, if you can't do that, then you're told sweep the floor or do this, but the real servitors are. That was his question. And Saraswati Thakur wrote back to him saying, if you will engage him in service in the Delhi Mat, you'll be his real friend. He said, because I don't recognize that sitting in the jungle of Baliati, and he said, counting beads. He didn't say taking Krishna Nam. He said, counting beads. I do not recognize that that is Krishnanushilana, favor to the culture of devotion. So if you can engage him in some practical service in the Delhi Mat, you'll be his real friend. So that is an example coming from Srila Guru Maharaj of a very precise representation of Srila and a determination coming from Srila Saraswati Thakur on a very important point. Whereas reading in a book somewhere, reading this, that, or the other thing, someone might get another impression. Someone told Guru Maharaj, comparing Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur, and not meaning to do it in an offensive way, but just, you know, innocently saying, oh, I find Bhaktivinoda Thakur more simple, more accessible, it's easier to read, and Saraswati Thakur very, you know, difficult, demanding, sometimes impenetrable. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, and he said, first he just agreed happily, and then he offered some advice. He said, when things are presented too simply, he said, they easily degrade into sahajyaism. He said, so our Guru Maharaj couched it in another type of language to protect that substance and to prevent that tendency. And we've seen people, they'll find some book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they will think he's recommending to more or less neophyte devotees that they engage in some like bhava bhakta practices, whether it be Astakaliya Lila or otherwise. So again, Guru Maharaj would say, I've also read Jiva Dharma. He said, but I did not fail to recognize and acknowledge the cautions given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You've seen certain prescriptions and recommendations. He said, but I did not fail to recognize his cautions in how to proceed, implying that, and you have, you've ignored the cautions and are trying to prematurely make your approach. That's what we told in Prakriti Rasa Shatadushini, where he said, no one in the Rupa Nuga line who's a genuine representative of Rupa Goswami would never give Rasa Shiksha to someone who doesn't have the adhikar to receive it. It's a violation, according to Saraswati Thakur. So, at any rate, to really understand him, as we told in the morning, Guru Maharaj is saying in the Nikhila Bhuvanamaya sloka, I think my Guru Maharaj would say, he captured me in a cage of poetry. He knows how to identify, to weigh and assess and ascertain particular qualities. That's what Saraswati Thakur himself recognized in the sloka. Look what Guru Maharaj is doing in the sloka. He's properly identifying the overwhelming characteristic or qualification of Swarup Damodar. What should be known about Swarup Damodar? Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Jiva Goswami, Baladev Bidya Bhushan, Brahma, Shiva, Sukha. He later added Uddhava. Who can do that unless you have a proper estimation of all of them? How can you weigh their respective merits and say, Jiva should be known in this way, Sanatan for this, Rupa for that, Raghunath for this, Krishnadas for this, Swarup Damodar for that, Brahma, Sukha, Shiva understood in this way, in this type of gradation, and then Uddhava? That shows the ability to properly assess divine substance in all its gradation. Why Guru Maharaj's specialty is Ramananda Sambad. What is it about? Gradation. Bhagavad Gita is being rejected. Iho bahya agi kahuhar. That's external. Right? Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Guru Maharaj is saying, that means on the threshold. On the other side of the door, not yet in. So who is going to make these assessments, these judgments, and give a full and proper representation of Srila Saraswati Thakur? Saraswati Thakur is saying in that prayer, he knows how to do this. He can represent me fully and perfectly. Others cannot. And senior servitors, as Guru Maharaj told, after Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, he said in one place, one senior disciple, he told, Prabhupada said this. Just like we used to hear in this country, Prabhupada said. My most favorite Prabhupada said is when Prabhupada said, they are saying Prabhupada said, but Prabhupada never said. That's my favorite Prabhupada said. So someone said about Saraswati, Prabhupada said, and Guru Maharaj said, yes, he said that, but he also said this, and he said so many other things, and those things have to be factored in. You can't take one instruction and then everything else gets photoshopped out and isolated and suppressed. That is a skewed, improper, partial guru conception. After the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, the devotees naturally were devastated. And they're saying, what will we do now? And one Maharaj, whom they called Nami Maharaj, because his name was Gobista Nami, Nami Maharaj for short, he said, Krishne Swadamo Bhagate Dharma Gyani Dibiksaha Kalo Nashtra Disham Esha Puran Arko Duno Ditaha. He's quoting the Bhagavatam, senior man. Now that the Krishna sun has set and the world is plunged into darkness, this Bhagavat Purana has risen like a brilliant sun, illuminating the sky in all directions to give guidance. And everyone, oh, how wonderful. So now we will take our direction from the Bhagavatam. How wonderful, how perfect what you have expressed, Maharaj. But senior disciples, they turned to Srila Guru Maharaj and said, and what do you say? Please say something. Guru Maharaj said, we are not Sikhs. The Sikhs, they worship a book called the Granth Sahib. So they bring this big book out and they worship this book. So Guru Maharaj began with saying, we are not Sikhs. He said, but what is the Bhagavatam? What is the message of the Bhagavatam? Yadamiya Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam Pradipadam Anubhutam Apya Labdabideya Tadakila Rasamurti Shyamalila Avalambam Madhura Rasadi Sri Radha Padapadmam Prabhade. Although her name is not mentioned ostensibly, Aradita Anayaradita Nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishara Yanovid Haya Govinda Prate Tomahongsa, I don't know the rest. But her name is apparently not mentioned. Guru said, every sloka, every word, every page, every story is meant to take you in the direction of her holy lotus feet. Radha Dasyam, the service of Radharani. Nir Matsaranam Satam, the secret to entering the mystery of Bhagavatam is to not be envious of the devotee. And inversion, in the inverse, to praise the devotee. The devotee, ultimately Radharani and her delegation, who is the most superior Vaishnava, they're taking us in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. We worship the book Bhagwat and the person Bhagwat. And through the person Bhagwat, we understand the book Bhagwat. So one man, senior man, quoting the Bhagwat, all these things, he's eliminating the person Bhagwat, the devotee, but not in the presence of Srila Guru Maharaj, who, what did Saraswati Thakur say? Represents me perfectly and fully. So just see, within a day of his disappearance, going off, Guru Maharaj bringing it back. No, it's about Guru and Vaishnav and the most superior Vaishnav. We worship the Vaishnava. The Bhagavatam is the book about the worship of the devotee of Krishna. The Krishna book is about the worship of the devotee of Krishna. So, the Vishwa Vaishnav Raja Sabha. So, through the devotional lens of the seeing of Srila Guru Maharaj, we can have a proper estimation of Bhagawan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Avirbhav Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande. Amen.